From the Heart, February 21. Becoming a Child of God. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. If we could appreciate this great blessing, what an advantage it would be to us. We are given the privilege of becoming laborers together with God in the saving of our souls. Receiving and believing is our part of the contract. We are to receive Christ as our personal Savior and are to continue to believe in Him. This means abiding in Christ, showing in Him at all times and under all circumstances, a faith that is a representation of His character, a faith that works by love and purifies the soul from all defilement. We must each obtain an experience for ourselves. No one can depend for salvation on the experience or practice of any other individual. We must each become acquainted with Christ in order properly to represent Him to the world. None of us need to excuse our hasty temper, our misshapen character, our selfishness, envy, jealousy, or any impurity of soul, body, or spirit. God has called us to glory and virtue. We are to obey the call. How can we escape the power of one who was once an exalted angel in the heavenly courts? He was a being full of beauty and personal charm, blessed with a powerful intellect. Because of his exaltation, he thought himself equal with God. How can we discern his false theories and resist his temptations? Only through the individual experience gained by receiving a knowledge of Jesus Christ our Lord. Without divine aid, we could not possibly escape the temptations and snares that Satan has prepared to deceive human minds. We are to walk as he walked, following closely in his footsteps, manifesting his meekness and lowliness. The service of Christ is pure and elevated. The path he traveled is not one of self-pleasing, self-gratification. He speaks to his children, saying, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." The price of heaven is submission to Christ. The way to heaven is obedience to the command, "Deny thyself, take up thy cross, and follow me." As Jesus journeyed, so we must journey. The path he followed, we must follow, for that path leads to the mansions he is preparing for us.